Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we would like to clarify today relates to an allegation which is made on the character of Prophet Abraham, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, this allegation is mentioned in one of our books of hadith, the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. And as per narrative which is recorded in that book, it is said that the Prophet Abraham, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lied three times in his life. And then the narrative recounts and records those three instances in which we lied. And before, of course, a comment can be made on this, on the way this these lies have been recorded, let us see what these lies actually are as reported by this narrative. Now, the first of these lies which this narrative says is that Abraham, we know at one time, he spent the night in the temple in which the idols of his nation were kept, and when he did so, he had actually told his nation who were gathered there, for example, for some festivity. And at the end of the day, when people were going home, he said that he finds himself to be sick, and said that, so therefore he would request them, he just told them that he would like to spend the night in the temple while the others would go home. And it is said that this is an absolute lie, because of course he was not sick at all, and he had some other scheme in mind. And that other scheme, of course, manifested itself when the next day, or during the night, he smashed all the idols, and then he left one of them intact. And later on, when he had a dialogue with his people, when his nation came over and asked them that who did this, and when Abraham was called to answer this question, he said that you know what happened at night actually was that he had smashed all the idols, and he had left the bigger idol intact. So while answering his people, Abraham said that he had not smashed, it is not that he would smash all these idols, it is this bigger idol, or the larger one, which has been kept, which is there before them, who had smashed these idols. So of course, this is the second instance in which it is reported that Abraham had lied to his people. The third instance, these first two instances are mentioned in the Quran in various surahs. The third lie, which I'm going to recount before you, is not mentioned at all in the Quran. It is mentioned in the Bible. We know in the book of Genesis that Abraham was on a journey, and he had his wife Sarah alayhi salam with him, and he had to pass through the territory of a very, very oppressive ruler, and he had to go through his court. And at that time, before going to that person, to that king, Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam had requested or directed his wife Sarah that if they go to the court of that king, and if he asks who she is, then she should not say that she is the wife of Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He should, on the contrary, say that she is Abraham's sister. So this is the third lie, which is just ascribed to Abraham, that he had asked his wife to lie and to tell that king that she was not his wife, but she was his sister. Now, these are the three lies which are attributed and are ascribed to Abraham, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the basis of this, it is said that he lied three times in his life. Now, if we analyze all these three instances, we'll find that the situation is absolutely different. If we take them in order, if you remember the first lie which is attributed or ascribed to him is the fact that he had told his people that he was sick, and he would like to spend the night in the temple. And for this, the Arabic words used are inni saqim, which people generally translate as I am sick. And without realizing the fact that the word saqim in Arabic has two meanings, it also refers to a person who is sick, and it also refers to a person who is tired. And it is used in this very meaning, in this very second meaning of tiredness, for Prophet Jonah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran itself. So therefore, if Prophet Abraham said that inni saqim, he did not mean at all to say that he was sick, and he was not, of course, sick. What he perhaps meant to convey at that time, if we keep this second connotation of the word as well in mind, would be that he of course, the whole nation had spent a day of festivity, and people were tired, and he himself was also tired. So therefore, if he said inni saqim, all he wanted to convey was that he was tired and he would like to spend the night, and this would not be something which is would be called a lie. It was a matter of fact. Of course, we know that he had a purpose to say these very words, and the purpose itself will be revealed, and I narrate to you the second incident. But here it can be clearly said that the word inni saqim, the people have made this to be counted as a lie, because they think that the word saqim only means sick. As I said, in the Quran itself, it has been used for a person who is tired. So therefore, if Abraham had said that he is saqim, then it only meant that he was tired. The second instance, as I said earlier, was that he had smashed the idols and left the bigger of them intact, the larger of them intact. And when his people had asked him that who was responsible for the killing of these idols, smashing of these idols, he said, "Bal fa'ala kabirum," while pointing to that larger idol, he had said that he's the idol who had killed the rest of them. Now, of course, this cannot be called a lie at all. It is a sarcastic remark on the attitude of his people, and it was meant to focus direct their attention to the fact that what are they doing? They are worshipping idols who are not able to defend themselves. So how can they go on doing this? And of course, his own nation people who were gathered there, they did realize, they perhaps did, or at least they might have thought about what Abraham had said. But they never ever said or alleged that he had lied to him, because they of course knew that if Abraham had said these words, it was only to direct their attention to a particular fact. So on the second count also, it cannot be called a lie. Bal fa'ala kabiruhum are words which are meant to direct the attention of his people that they are doing something very silly by worshipping these idols. As far as the third instance is concerned, in which we find it in the Bible that Abraham was forced, or he had requested his wife to say that she should call herself to be the sister of Abraham, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not his wife. Again, this is something which is based on Bible history, and we know that Bible history is not reported very reliably. And in this case, of course, the big question is that what purpose did Abraham want to achieve by telling this? Because if the king had intentions or evil intentions for Sarah, it would not matter whether she is his wife or his sister. So what was the scheme at all which Abraham had in his mind? And there are, of course, people have tried to give answers to this question, but all these answers are vague, and they are just meant to justify that this incident took place. As far as we are concerned, we can safely say that has been wrongly reported, and if it is part of the Bible, then this part of the Bible has been interpolated. And unfortunately, these interpolated and these distorted incidents have found their way in Muslim literature, as we find them in the Hadith of Bukhari, and they have made their way in these books. And therefore, Muslims have started to regard them to be true. And since they think that these incidents are recorded in a reliable book, so therefore we have to accept them. It needs to be understood that if they are recorded in reliable books, that it does not mean that these incidents are reliable as well. These incidents must be judged in the light of the Quran itself, in the light of Sunnah itself, in the light of common sense, in the light of established history. And these are the criteria of judging a hadith which our scholars of hadith themselves have put forth. So we have to judge all these narratives in the light of all these criteria. And in the light of all these criteria, as I said, they do not stand up to the test of these criteria. And all these three instances, as I said, the first two of them don't even qualify for a lie. Common sense and a simple explanation of those verses will show that they are not lies in their own right at all. And as far as the third of them is concerned, is it not reported by any reliable means? And we cannot expect a prophet of the stature of Abraham, whom we know very well in the Bible as well, in the Quran as well, who has been praised a lot and whose progeny has been given a certain status, to have indulged in such a thing. And it is such a purposeless and meaningless thing. There are got to be some other details in this incident which have either not been reported, and the incident has been wrongly recorded, and there must be some other details which have escaped the notice of people. And our own Muslims have, instead of investigating them and critically examining them, they have accepted the incident or the version of the Bible the way it is found in the Bible. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.